Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. If you want to go to the internet and look us up, we're at AFR.net. AFR.net, as Walker said earlier, we are on Facebook and YouTube for our live video streaming. So, and we're posting the stories that we're talking about at our Facebook page as well. So Facebook, YouTube, just type in Today's Issues and you can watch the show there. We also podcast. So if you want to download our podcast at AFR.net, you can listen anytime, anywhere, obviously, to that, to the podcast. Dr. Ray Pritchard is co-hosting with us today. He's from Kansas City. Ray joins us Tuesdays and Thursdays. He's the president and founder of Keep Believing Ministries. And Steve Jordahl is with us. Steve's replaced Fred. Fred went across the street to get back to work on OneNewsNow.com.
Got to keep the animals in their cages.
Yeah, that's your buddies over there?
Yeah.
Who work in the news division?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, Ray, real quickly, for those who don't know, Steve's going to take us to the news here in just a moment. But your ministry, Keep Believing Ministries, what do you guys do, and where can people find you?
We're a ministry of encouragement, spreading hope in Jesus Christ to all the nations. We have a website people can visit called keepbelieving.com, where we have a plethora of biblical resources, sermons, Bible studies, outlines, podcasts, videos, and we make that available free of charge to anyone, anywhere around the world. So we have folks all over the world, pastors, Christian workers, missionaries, just anybody interested in the Bible. They come to our website, they download the material, and use it any way they want in their ministry. So we want to help people believe in Jesus, and then in these confusing, troubled times, we want to help people find the courage to keep believing in Him. So surf on over to keepbelieving.com and check us out.
Okay. But you're a ministry of encouragement, not discouragement.
That's right. There's enough of that discouragement
okay.
out there, too.
I just wonder who advertises their ministry as one of discouragement.
I know some people who should.
Which will go unnamed.
That's right.
Right here?
That's
all
right.
Right. Yeah, check out Ray's website, folks. The great thing there is all his resources that he's talked about. Or, you know, you can download for free. And so pray for Brother Ray as he travels the world and certainly the U.S. teaching the Bible and encouraging believers. All right, Steve, what do you got, my friend?
I continue to be amazed at the social justice warriors and snowflakes and progressive activists that are out in the world. And it's a never-ending source of amusement, befuddlement, and sometimes concern for me. Let us take you to Connecticut for our first Dateline. The high school track and field championships in Connecticut have gone on. And this year in the sprints, we have first and second place in the women's sprints were won by men or boys. A boy calling himself Andre Yearwood, who's been competing there and finishing up in the top and beating all the girls for a couple years. Finished second this year, though, to another boy named Terry Miller of Bloomfield High School and everything. It's really putting the girls in a bit of a bind because they're a little bit – they don't want to come out and say that it's wrong for transgender
all right,
to do
I'll
anything.
Do it, I'll do it for them.
Would you?
I'll do it for them. What you got here is – political correctness and this gender confusion run amok. And what you have here in Connecticut that happened yesterday, folks, you have a track and field competition, as every state has. And the girl, it's time for the girls to run whatever it is.
I think it was a 100-yard dash.
It's time for the girls to run the 100-yard dash or 100-meter, whatever it is. In Connecticut.
New England, so it's probably meters.
And so what you have here, two boys who say they're girls line up and race and win first and second place. That's what you got going on here, and then everybody cheers. And these, so you got, and the reason we've had male and female separation for sports is because males are stronger biologically, and everybody knows this. And so it's unfair to pit a male against a female in wrestling or tennis or basketball or in this case, track. But you got these two boys, teenagers, who say they're girls, and they get to race in the girls' competition. This is insane. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't stop, it's going to ruin girls' athletics. And in fact, Martina Navratilova, who is herself a lesbian, who was a famous tennis star from the 70s, one of the greatest tennis players of all time, she has said as much in the last week, Ray. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Yeah, saw that. And she has been crucified by people on the left for saying what everybody knows to be true,
right,
that it is completely unfair to let a guy think or claim he's a woman and compete on equal standing with as a woman,
yeah,
when everybody knows he's a guy. She had the courage to say that, so she has been vilified by what her normal support base would be. That's just how upside down and crazy the world has gotten.
Yeah, and you wonder where the feminist groups are. You know, where are the feminist right. groups? They're out there fighting for abortion. What about this? You know, what about the girls who train all year long to do this competition, and then two boys walk in and say they're girls and beat them and get the trophies, you know?
That's why Martina never – she was kicked off some kind of big committee, of sports committee. I forgot what it was, because I think, Walker, what you're going to find, and Steve, you can comment on this, this is a battle inside the sports world among those people who are calling themselves, quote, progressives.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw a disparagement, I guess. I don't want to question why these
discouraging
boys,
words, Steve?
No, I don't know. I don't want to question why these boys think they're girls, whatever derangement is going on in their minds. But I didn't check the times this year, but last year I did check the times, and the winning times that these boys ran in the girls' race wouldn't have qualified for the finals in the boys' race. So maybe there's that. I saw a story yesterday. It was kind of interesting, and I didn't bring it in with me. I don't remember all the names, but Serena Williams, who is by far and away probably the greatest women's tennis player ever in the history. She's remarkable, and I'm not meaning to take anything away from her by this. It is remarkable what she has done. But she threw a challenge out there a little while back, said that she thought that she could beat anybody in the world that was ranked under 20. She probably couldn't beat the top 20 in the world men, but any man under the 20th ranking, she thought she could beat him. A guy who was ranked, I think, 25th, decided to take her up on it. This is a guy that was described by a sports writer as a training regimen is a beer and a run. It's just, and he ran a race early in the day, and he had some drinks, and then he just kind of sauntered onto the court, and he just completely waxed Serena Williams, the 25th player in the world. She had to revise her things. Now she says, I think I can beat the 35th player on down. But it isn't fair. It is just no way fair. But
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where this goes, because you will ruin women's athletics at a high school level, at every level, if you start letting boys play girl sports because they think they're a girl. It's just, you know, I'm thinking right now of basketball.
Right.
Are you going to let boys play against girls in basketball? Because that's going to ruin women's athletics. So this is interesting, Walker. You made a point. How can feminists who champion
women's rights,
women's rights and women's achievements and fairness for women, how can they, Ray, be for the, quote, transgendered? By the way, I've been reading about this. You really can't trans. That's kind of a false name. Either you're a male or female, okay?
Right.
You can't become one or the other.
Sure.
On the other side. Bruce Jenner, now called Caitlyn Jenner by popular culture, is still Bruce Jenner.
Right.
When he goes
DNA.
When he goes home at night.
No, you can't change DNA.
his DNA and his physical makeup, if you know what I mean.
Right.
He hasn't, huh?
Still a man.
Yes, that's right. So this is going to be interesting to see, Ray, where the feminists come down on this, because are they going to go with the trans and ruin women's athletics, or are they going with championing real female rights?
So what's going to happen, Steve, in a year or two when we come to the next Olympic Games? This is happening now in these track meets on a state level, but aren't the Olympic committees, aren't the women's Olympic committees going to have to deal with this issue one way or the other?
Yeah, I think they have been, Ray, and I think they've been coming down on the side of allowing these transgender people to compete, which is going to be a problem.
It's going to ruin women's sports.
It's the problem.
Ultimately,
Martina Navratilova is the one who ran across the feminist problem that you were just talking about.
You know, if I'm the parents of the girls that are getting beat by the boys in the women's racing, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. So these state athletic clubs have rules. They have bylaws, and I would almost bet you that there's a rule somewhere where girls run against girls and boys run against girls. That's a qualifier. But that would be a pretty easy lawsuit.
Well, some girl is going to be denied a scholarship someplace that she probably should get,
right.
And that's probably the basis for that lawsuit, I would think.
If you look at these boys, we're talking about yesterday, folks, and we'll move on to the next topic. Yesterday in the state of Connecticut, this is going to become more of a problem. High school state track championships, you have the sprints and the sprinting, and two boys who say they're girls won first and second place. And so you got boys, and if you look at their bodies, they're boys. They got muscles rippling down from their neck and their shoulders and their arms. These are boys who say they're girls, and they won first and second place in Connecticut. So I don't know what's going to happen with this, but if they don't stop this in its tracks, and you say, you say boys can't run in girls' track meets, then you're going to ruin girls' sports. And all the records that have been set by real girls all over the country and high school, junior high, college, they're going to be shattered by the and it's going to be, there's going to be, the records are going to be shattered, and it's going to ruin women's athletics if somebody doesn't speak up and stand up to this. It amazes me, Ray, how in this world today we're told we have to pretend something that we know isn't true, or else we're a bigot.
It is a form of cultural insanity, isn't it? That we no longer are able to agree that a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl, and there's no crossing over from the one to the other. This can only, we were talking in the earlier hour about Romans 1. This is part of what happens when a society turns away from God. You lose the ability to make basic moral judgments about the fundamental issues of life, like what's a boy and what's a girl. We've lost that as a society. That's a terrifying slide downward.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, if a boy can say he's a girl, and everybody go, yeah, that's what you are, yay, that's what you are, whatever you identify as. Those people can't say, if I want to identify as a Oriental person, even though I'm a white European descent, but I want to identify as a Chinese man, then you're going to have to tell me, if you buy their argument of the trans, then you're going to have to tell me, yes, Tim, you are a Chinese person.
Which brings up a good point. If we're in the first segment, the first hour, we talked about reparations.
Yeah.
And if we're going to do that, then you could self-identify as a minority
or a former slave.
If you
buy the argument that a boy can call himself a girl and everybody cheers and says, yes, you are, then you're right.
Yeah.
Then I could self-identify as an African American and say, I want reparations.
There you go.
If that's the direction we go. So this PC stuff, this is just insane, the way we're going with this, Abraham Hamilton calls it, celebrating sexual deviancy is what our culture is doing. And as Ray just noted, really following Romans 1. If you read Romans 1 in the Bible, go read it, and you'll see what we're talking about. You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR Next Story. Steve.
Shout out to the social justice warriors and the snowflakes in Dunn, North Carolina.
Oh, really? What'd they do?
Well, they got their undies in a bunch, and you know, they're going after everything Civil War. You just can't have that. So they went and—
Where is this now?
This is in Dunn, North Carolina.
All right, what happened?
And they went and torched a statue of General Lee, which was, you know, commendable, because you can't have that.
Yeah,
yeah, they set it on fire. The only problem is it was a statue of William C. Lee, the World War II general, and not Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general. So they got the wrong Lee, but they were their hearts were in the right place.
Right place, right. Who is this guy, William C. Lee? What exactly did he do?
He was actually a general. He was an airborne general and did some pretty good things in World War II. He's best known for his role in establishing the U.S. Army's airborne infantry. So,
did the people who destroyed the statue or vandalized it, did they apologize?
No, I don't even know if they even know that they did anything wrong.
You know, their history teacher's got to be proud of them.
I know.
Got to be proud of them.
So they thought they were going after Robert E. Lee's statue, but instead it was whose?
William C. Lee.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he had the stars and the bill on his cap and everything. I saw something on Twitter this morning that somebody said it's a good thing they didn't go and torch the sportscaster from ESPN, Lee. That remember the sportscaster who they had to take off of a game because his name was Lee?
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so they could have torched him, but they didn't.
So they just saw the name Lee on
That's
the statue.
It. That's all it took. And incensed that it could possibly have
a warning for all those folks out there who have Lee on their mailbox or
it could happen
right.
to you.
Next story, Steve.
All right. Let's talk about the next hate crime hoax that's out there. We have
There's
a man.
Another one?
Yes, there is.
Since Jesse Smollett?
Yeah, he's inspired a whole bunch of
I don't know why people didn't believe him.
I don't either. Well, this is a guy in Jackson,
story.
Jackson, Michigan, and his name is Nikki Jolly. He dresses like a woman as well.
You have to be named Jay, last name Jay, to have a hoax?
Maybe.
Oh, Smollett.
Smollett,
and who we got? Jollett?
Jolly.
Oh, Jolly.
J-O-L-Y. Hmm. First name is Nikki. I'm not sure what his mom
All right, what happened to Nikki Jolly?
Well, Nikki Jolly, he's been fighting the good gay fight in his town. He opened the city's first gay community center. He organized the first gay festival and led an ordinance to prohibit discrimination against gays. But it still isn't enough. There's not enough. The thing that we said yesterday, where Jesse Smollett, well, this is Nikki Jolly is what you get when the demand for homophobia and racism exceeds the supply. He still didn't think that there was enough attention played, so he burned down his own home.
Say what now?
He burned down his own home. Thinking that he could pin it on some anti-gay, you know, homophobe.
So you have a homosexual man in Jackson, Michigan?
Transgender, yes.
Transgender?
Yeah.
In Jackson, Michigan, and he burned his own house down?
Yeah, and killed his five pets, sadly.
Oh, good night.
So he wanted to blame it on homophobes.
It looks like he wanted to blame it on
homophobes.
From the
White House?
Well, I don't know that Trump was mentioned in this particular case.
I would think he would be a part of it.
Probably.
Trump would.
He might have said that Trump
would have sent him out.
All right. I'm having trouble. Is this a biological male or female?
A biological male.
Okay.
Your point is, here's another. This is pretty. Kill these pets?
Yeah.
Just to so he could claim he was a victim of homophobia?
It looks like it.
Wow, that's a sick world.
But it goes to my point a few minutes ago about how the Democrats, these kind of people, thrive off of victimhood.
Yeah.
And if there's no victimhood, they make it, which is what happened.
So this guy burned down his own house. He got caught, and his pets are gone, and now he's homeless. You know, they need to work on their plans a little better.
He's probably
run that by the committee one more time.
Yes, exactly right. He's probably not going to be homeless for long. He's probably going to be in jail or prison somewhere, and rightfully so. You know, this is happening a lot, these hoaxes.
I've seen someone chronicle these things, 400 or so. Yeah. In fact, there's a guy named Robbie Suave who was talking to Fox the other day. He's editor at Reason, and I think you played a little bit of what he had to say this morning when you hosted for Sandy. I wanted to play this, too. He's been tracking these hate crimes, and this is what he has determined. This is cut two.
If you look at the data that the federal government, specifically the FBI, compiles relating to hate crimes, you find that while yes, it would appear that there was a slight increase from 2016 to 2017, actually many more police agencies submitted data in the latter year. So what looks like a rise could just be the fact that now we have more municipalities being counted. I went all the way back to 1996 and found actually the number of hate crimes total overall was higher than even what they counted today with all the additional police offices submitting data. If you look like in the long term, you see kind of fluctuations year to year, but they don't really connect to anything. They're just, it happens to do with who's submitting data and how good a job they're doing. It does not support this kind of narrative that the country is getting more frightening and more horrifying for black people, gay people, etc.
I like to play that just because his name is Suave.
You know, back to this point about the what happened there in the story you just brought up.
Michigan, yeah.
In Michigan, you know, I wonder where PETA is. You know, because they're all about animal rights, saving animals.
The ethical treatment of animals.
This person burned his animals alive in the home to try to stage this hate crime. They should be doing billboards and,
that's
campaigns there locally.
That's a sick man right there who needs to go to jail for a long, long time. I just don't understand why I do and I don't understand, Ray, why these people feel the need to create hoaxes. Is that because they want to have a self-fulfilling prophecy that there's so much bigotry in the world and they're going to be a part of proving it?
Well, it's some kind of misplaced sense of victimhood, isn't it?
Yeah.
That by, you know, you think of this fella, burn your house down. And anybody else would say, stop it. Stop
right.
it. Mm-hmm. Use some or Jesse Smollett, you know, we've been over this many times. We have to replow that ground. But anybody would go, no, stop and think for a minute. You're not going to get away with this. So only deranged victimhood is the only explanation I can give somebody who is so far out there, they've actually lost touch with any sense of what we might call reality.
Yeah, for the Smollett actor there in Chicago, you know, he was making, I think, I read $1.8 million a year as an actor, got a good life, and you want to throw it all away to try to pin a, quote, hate hoax on Trump supporters? Right. And it's just, that is, as Walker called it, Trump
derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome taken to a new level.
Yeah.
Or down to a new level, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. We got 30 seconds, Steve.
Could you ever wonder what happens with some of these celebrities these young women who misbehave, what their parents must think? You know, like, you know, the people of the sex tapes and everything. Well, this is a woman who I'm not that familiar with, but her name is Bebe Rexha, and she was at some of these Oscar parties, and she wore some an outfit that was a little more revealing than her dad liked. He tweeted to her, "You better stop posting stupid pornography because you make me sick. I can't take this anymore. Embarrassed to go in public everywhere I go. I'm upset with you. I can't believe it."
Oh.
She apologized, said he's a good dad, and she's sorry that she wore that and thought better of it, but yeah.
Okay, well, good for him.
Yeah.
And so she responded, huh?
Well, yeah.
What's her name? She's an actress?
I guess. Her name is Bebe Rexha.
Okay.
And she said, "My dad is not a bad guy. I never should have posted the screenshot. I'm disappointed in myself."
So he said, "Put some clothes on, honey.
Yeah. You're not going out of the house like that. Get off
good
my lawn."
Him.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Ray, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, Walker, appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.